The following is a presentation of Game Show Newsnet and the CLW 83 Network.
Jason Block here with the CLW 83 Network and WLTI Live with a special extra presentation. I am here in New York City with one of the judges from the Next Great Family Band, country music up-and-comer and hopefully superstar Mr. Phoenix Stone. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
So you're not exactly used to this New York weather.
This is cold for me. I grew up in Florida and spent a lot of time in California, so this is real cold for me.
So tell me about it a little bit. You were born in Florida?
I was, yeah. Born and raised in Florida. I started out on a TV show on Nickelodeon as a kid, and then...
What show was that?
It's called Welcome Freshman.
Okay.
So I did that as a kid, and then went
some
to...
Some 90s people will be really happy.
Yeah, exactly. They will, yeah. I did, yeah. It was a whole lot of fun. I had fun doing that. We shot over in Orlando, so
right.
I spent a lot of time there.
Now, you were in Florida. And
yeah,
then,
Florida, then Los Angeles, Tennessee, and, you know. So, but I love spending time in New York. This is it's a great town. It's just a little cold.
Okay, so, you know, because I watched your video, and you shouted out to Def Leppard in the song Sugar on Me. Now, what did you listen to growing up? Because I'm going to get to something very interesting about your background.
I listened to everything growing up. My parents both liked country music and southern rock. I mean, so they always had, you know, that's where I learned about all the old stuff from, like, Waylon and Willie and Hank Jr. and all that kind of stuff. And then I like sort of the rock stuff. So, you know, Def Leppard and classic rock was sort of my jam growing up. But then, you know, everything, even soul music. But I like to give the shout outs to bands like Def Leppard, especially in a party song like 100 Proof Moonshine, because, you know, that's what we used to party to.
Yeah, now speaking of 100 Proof Moonshine, that's the first single off your self-produced EP called Honky Tonk Superstar, which was released a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago?
Like a month and a half.
About 2 weeks ago, and it's doing really, really well.
Yeah, it's great.
The single is starting to get played everywhere.
Yes.
MTV just added it.
Yeah.
MTV, VH1 just added it. When was the first time you either heard the song on the radio?
The first time, where was I? I was actually in Knoxville, Tennessee. And we were up there doing on a radio tour and driving around, and next thing you know, there is the song playing on the radio. It was a great moment. I was with the whole band was in the car, so it was a lot of fun, yeah.
Reading up on you, were you a Backstreet Boy, or did you work with the Backstreet Boys? Or?
All of the above.
So you were?
Yeah, all of the above. Yeah.
How did you get from pure, you know, pop, teen pop, to where you are now, which is Southern Rock Country?
You know, it's funny. I actually started out, you know, like I said, liking country music and doing that kind of thing. And then my partner, who was putting together the Backstreet Boys, saw me on the television show and said, "Why don't you come in?" So I became a member of the band and then started that company and thought, you know what, I don't really want to perform and do this kind of music. I'd rather do Southern rock music than I do. But it was a great opportunity for me. I mean, you know, obviously owning the company has been very, very good for me.
So you get sort of on the back end. So
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So no regrets of actually not...
Oh, God, no. I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, God, I mean, you know, working with those guys and, you know, creating that brand and, you know, it was a great time in my life.
Now, you also started your own record label, Stone Hill Records.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
Stone Hall, yeah.
Stone Hall Records, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
my apologies.
That's okay.
So... was that to get yourself out there to promote other artists?
Oh no, I mean, I did that, created the brand Backstreet Boys. We had, you know, I owned Backstreet Boys Inc. and then that was into Transcontinental Records. And then in 2001, I separated from our then partner and did a joint venture with Columbia Records for Stonehall. And after that, a joint venture with EMI Records. So I've been, you know, producing records and running these companies for a long time.
So now this is where...
Then I put it out through that as well.
Now a lot of, you know, I've been reading a lot of the comments and I've been reading a lot of the stuff. And a lot of women really, really like you in that video.
I guess so.
You know, I mean... They
aim to please.
Well, there's the scene in the video with you in the shower scene, and everyone is really, really happy about that one. But how do you want to take that towards the, you know, in other words, how do you want to use yourself to get
I tell you what, you know, it's flattering, obviously, when you know, females look at the video and they like it and all that kind of stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, I wanted to make a video that kind of embodied, you know, who I am. There's a classic car and there's a GTO, which I've got a Mustang, which I have on the cover of my EP.
Which is,
which I love. It's, you know, I try to incorporate all the things.
So you're an American car guy,
yeah? Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
There you go. But now that you're starting to get your feet wet within the country music scene, who do you want to work with?
There's some great people out there. I mean, you know, I'm a huge fan of Sheryl Crow, Kelly Clarkson. I like Carrie Underwood. I mean, when you're talking duet wise, I mean, yeah, those are the three females that come to mind straight away. And Alison Krauss, those are my four all time.
I mean, is there anybody specifically you'd like to tour with? You know, like a couple.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I think it'd be fun to go out with like Jason Aldean. I think he's got a really great thing going on. Yeah, a friend of mine, Michael Knox, produces all those records, and I've been knowing about what's going on with Jason for a long time. So
the reason, one of the other reasons why I'm here is we are here to talk about your judgeship on the show called The Next Great Family Band, debuts February 17th on NBC.
Yes.
How were you approached to do that?
Well, I was doing promoting my single, and I was doing Better TV here in New York, and the producers happened to see me and said, "Hey, can we talk to you about another show that we're doing?" And you know, went and talked to them, and they didn't even realize my background in producing. You know, I've worked with and produced artists from the Backstreet Boys to Art Garfunkel and lots of people in between. And so they asked me to join the show, and I think it's a great idea because, you know, there's so many great family bands that have been successful, from Heart to the Allman Brothers to the Judds to now the band Harry. Van Halen is a family band. So it's an exciting, and we're looking to find some great talent out there.
Now, what type of judge are you? I mean, what do you see yourself
honest?
As? Honest.
I'm honest. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, I've been in show business since I was 12, 13 years old. So I have a great understanding of what it takes to actually make it and to make a record that's viable. And so I'm just honest with them. I try to give the best critique that I can.
Okay. Now, with that, you probably saw both some good bands and some bad bands.
Yeah.
How do you, in this day and age, how do you draw the line between honesty and mean-spiritedness?
Well, here's the thing. I would never say anything that would... Well, I mean, things may hurt people's feelings, but at the end of the day, you always have to remember, it is one person's opinion. It is my opinion from my years of experience, and I would never want to crush anyone's dream. With that being said, I can give people constructive criticism to say, hey, maybe this isn't for you, or maybe this is for you to go and do on a local level, but if you want to be at the top of your game and make a record that's going to compete, I try to give them criticism that they can take from and move on that way.
You also work with a former American Idol contestant named Kimberly Locke.
Yeah.
How was that working with
amazing.
Them?
Oh, she's awesome. She's very, very cool. You know, oddly enough, we found out after shooting one night that her family is from the same small town in Tennessee that my family is from. They were actually grew up, their neighbors actually.
Wow.
How random is that?
It's what they call the small world.
It is a small world.
Small world. Yeah. So are there any other judges besides
Yeah,
you?
Yeah. Samantha Maloney, who was a drummer for Hole.
Okay.
And also she drummed for Motley Crue.
Ah.
Amazing, amazing.
And the host of the show was going to be, do you know?
J.D. Roberto.
Ah, J.D. Roberto. I know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, again, before we end this here, and thank you very much for your time, is there anything else you would like to just say that we missed or anything like that?
You know, nothing. Just, you know, I would love for your viewers to check me out on Facebook or Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter is PhoenixStone1.
Right.
Twitter. Facebook is just Phoenix Stone fans, and you know, just come check out the music and definitely come see this, tune into the show. I think it's going to be a really good take on finding a great new band.
And that will be February 17th,
right.
NBC.
Yes.
And this is Phoenix Stone, and I'm Jason Block. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have any questions or comments about WLTI Live, please submit it to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of both Game Show NewsNet and the CLW83 Network. Tune in!